You're listening to SBS News.
AFL is pushing into Sydney's multicultural heartland, targeting the school level with what it calls its all-year-round program. More than 80% of the school students in Western Sydney come from non-English-speaking backgrounds, and the AFL has launched a number of in-school and out-of-school AFL activities. They culminate in a trip to the Greater Western Sydney Giants training headquarters at Olympic Park. Michael Papali'i, a prefect at Greenacre Public School, welcomes the opportunity.
It's been great. It's been a good experience to come see them and their home base. I like rugby league, but AFL is a good sport as well. If I don't have rugby league to play, then I'll just pick up AFL more.
A teacher at his school, Abdul Sibai, says the local school competition is growing in the Bankstown area of Western Sydney. Sibi says he believes the AFL's commitment to establish a prolonged engagement with the school children is working.
You've got new schools coming into the competition, even though it's not really an AFL area, Sydney in general. The fact the kids are out there playing and healthy competition in a controlled environment, that's what we want.
Giants star midfielder Josh Kelly was at the recent school visit and took time out to train the children from Greenacre School. He says it is something he and his teammates love supporting.
It's really exciting for the game of AFL football, but also, for us in Western Sydney, and when we came in as a club not long ago, it was a totally new market. So, as I said, to see that growth and the impact that we're having is exciting to see, and hopefully, a few of, these boys and girls out here can be playing AFL in the future.
The Giants Community Engagement Officer, Imad Elkir, says the push into Western Sydney will lead to more youths from migrant backgrounds finding success in the sport.
The work and the talent that we see, there's many alternative pathways to actually have a shot in AFL. And I know that AFL's working tirelessly to provide those opportunities for those kids from multicultural backgrounds, whether it's Middle Eastern or African backgrounds, to have a real crack at the AFL.
The club's captain, Callum Ward, says it would mean a lot to him if one of the youth someday replaced a school sports jersey with a Giants jersey.
When I got here and I realised that AFL is actually not that big in the west of Sydney, whereas now 7 years later it's getting a lot bigger. It does fill me with a lot of pride, and it's probably something that I'll forever be passionate about, growing the game over here.
The AFL's New South Wales Development Coordinator, Josh Rosairo, predicts the all-year-round project will be producing players sooner rather than later.
Shouldn't be too long. I mean, we've had a few people from Western Sydney make the Giants list, but for these guys it's getting into the academies and things like that, which they're well on their way to do, and there's a lot of really talented kids in this group and a lot of the groups that we run.
The final part of the year-long program will be for the school to attend one of the Giants' home games next season. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.